For me, when I invest in anything, the number one thing that I look for is not return on investment, it's actually return of investment.
This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me. And just before we get going with today's episode, let me remind you that growth is all about mastering the basics, and it starts with how you engage with patients over the phone. Fortunately, there are tools like Weave that help you manage meaningful and productive interactions with your patients every single time. Weave's VoIP phones and software can give you instant access to what you need to know for each patient at the moment they call. Not just that, Weave software offers you the complete toolbox, 8 systems in one, where all of your communication tools exist. From phones and texting to automated missed call texts, collecting reviews and receiving payments, Weave helps you master your communication with patients. Put simply, Weave helps grow your practice, foster personalized patient interactions, and reduces the stress of your front desk. Best of all, no contracts are necessary. To see what Weave can do for you at your practice, schedule a demo today. Head over to GetWeave, which is W-E-A-V-E, getweave.com/Paul Gough. Tell them I sent you, and they'll absolutely look after you and take care of you.
How much should you spend? Well, I think the best question, or the best way to answer this, is to get you to think like an investor. I would encourage you to want to spend as much money as you possibly can on your marketing. The more money that you spend should mean a bigger return for you. So don't limit yourself by putting a cap on this. Sure, start with something like $1,000. And we will spend that according to your town and your area and your perfect patient. It might be that we advise you to spend more on Google and less on Facebook, or more on Facebook and less on Google, because we know historically, if you're looking for a certain type of person, then you're going to find them more likely on Facebook or on Google. So let my team tell you where or how to spend that money. Don't be in love with Google. Don't be in love with Facebook. It might be Bing. It might be Instagram. But we'll tell you that as we get to know you and we figure out who your audience is and exactly what they are responding to. But the thing that I want you to really think about is, why would you stop at $1,000? If $1,000 returns you $1,100, you've got to be happy with that at first. Because for me, when I invest in anything, the number one thing that I look for is not return on investment, it's actually return of investment. The typical person on the street cares only about the money that they make from their investments. And that's why they lose more often than not with their investments. If you start to think about investing, and the first milestone that needs to be reached is actually return of your investment. So if you spend $1,000, how quickly can we get $1,000 back? The minute that we start to make $1,100, you're making a profit. $1,200, $1,300. And what you start to see with marketing is, we want to let 1,000 soldiers figuratively go. And as long as we get 1,000 soldiers back within 30 days, we're happy at this point. And then in month two, or month three, we might let 1,000 soldiers, dollars, keep up, $1,000 leave, and we start to get $3,000 back, and then $4,000 and $5,000. Eventually, there'll be a return on $1,000 that you're very happy with. And then we might say, do you want to spend $2,000? Because if we spend $2,000, what if we can double the return? At this point now, you're spending $1,000 to make $10,000. And if we spend $2,000 to make $20,000, why would you not want to do that? And conversely, we could go to $3,000 to make $30,000. And that's the way that I would encourage you to think about your marketing. So start with $800 to $1,000. Be guided by my team. They'll tell you exactly what and how to proportion that against Google or Facebook. But ultimately, if you're thinking anything like what I do to grow my businesses, I think like an investor. And I don't have a cap on the spend on marketing. Ultimately, I'll spend as much as I need to make the money that I want. And I care more about what I make than what I spend. If you look at businesses that are struggling right now, they have a poor mindset in terms of what they're willing to spend. And they're looking more at the budget, so the $800 or the $1,000. And what they should be thinking about is, what's the potential upside? First of all, remember, what's my likelihood of getting my money back? That if I spend $1,000 on Google, what's the chances that within 30 days, I'll get an appropriate number of phone calls? 3, 4, 5 phone calls. You've got to be able to make $1,000 if you get 5 phone calls for people looking for physical therapy. If you can't, we can't help you. I'll say that candidly. If you get that first 5 phone calls and you start to convert your 1 or 2 patients, all of a sudden you're making $2,000-$3,000. You get 10 phone calls, $6,000. And so this thing goes. So my message as you consider this is don't limit yourself. Don't put a label on your marketing budget. Think like an investor. And investors think about ROI after return of investment. That's what you've got to start by thinking. Ultimately, if we're doing well, we're going to tap you on the shoulder and we're going to say, good, well done. You're getting your 20 phone calls from a $1,000 spend. Should we spend another $500 and see if we can get 30 phone calls? Because if you do, you're happy to spend $1,500 to make $20,000, I would imagine. So that's the way I would encourage you to think. To answer and summarize your questions, your most common questions, what we're going to do, we're going to do all of your online marketing. We're going to take away all of the hassle, all of the frustration. We're going to leave your marketing person to do what they're good at. We're going to stop you from being inside of Google or Facebook or trying to keep up with the 300 plus changes that happen on Google or did happen in the last 12 months. We're going to give you 2 options. Level 1, if you just want digital. Level 2, if you want the marketing Sherpa, if you want the support, the guidance, the direction, ultimately to get the best value from us and for your marketing person and from your internal marketing person. It'll happen when we put the tech strategy, online digital stuff together, and we give you the marketing Sherpa who will help you with the 30-day sprints, the 90-day marketing plans, the social content, the written content in terms of emails and blogs, and ultimately just being on hand to help that internal marketing person be more successful for you. And how much to spend? The answer is as much as is absolutely possible. Start with $800 to $1,000. Let my team tell you where to spread that. And then after that, once we start getting more phone calls, don't be surprised if we tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, well done. You've spent $1,000. You're now making $10, $12, $15. Shall we spend another $500 or another $1,000 from that profit increase to go and double your return even more? That's the way to think about it. I hope that helps. Right now is the time to be online. We're looking forward to working with you and getting to know you and being an integral part of your team. It'll be exciting to get to know more about your business and ultimately help you be more successful. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to Paul Goff's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgoff.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at @thepaulgoff using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.